This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Josh is steeping his tea, Funky Cherry, and Willie beats the UK Capri Sun champion. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Bikerman. Did you guys hear about this chick who was hiking in the Alps? She got lost. She was hurt. But she managed to use her sports bra to signal rescuers. Yeah. I swear to God she did. So it's a story with a happy ending. But more importantly, it's a story with a moral. Any chick who wants to get noticed, even if she's in the middle of nowhere, just has to whip off her bra. I swear to God she does. You know that even though this chick was wearing a couple of shirts and a heavy ski parka, she still just yanked it right through her sleeve. Mm-hmm. Like that's the freakiest thing ever. How can something that's such a struggle for guys to remove, even using two hands, a pair of needle-nose pliers, and an instruction kit, come flying out of the sleeve like a midget being shot from a cannon? I mean, you never see a guy finish a game of basketball, then yank his jock strap off through the leg of his shorts.
Nope.
Or if you did, man, you'd be sure to pick him for your team next time. Better than having him guard you. You don't want that hand in your face every time you go up for a shot.
That's true.
I swear to God you don't.
Uh-uh.
But I hope chicks everywhere can learn from this heroic example. I mean, next time you can't get waited on at the hardware store, whip off your bra. Not only will you get a dowel rod, but chances are it'll be free. And when you go to the donut shop, don't take a number. Release the hound. Fastest way to get through this so-called glass ceiling isn't by breaking it, but by polishing it with your knobs. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it is. And don't worry about indecent exposures or any of that stuff.
No.
It's easy, man. Just tell the cops, hey, I'm just partying. They can't arrest you if it's a celebration. State law.
Really?
It's the same thing that every chick who's ever been invited backstage at a Whitesnake concert will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a bra may give you some support, but whipping it off can change your life. I swear to God it does. I gotta go.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold once again steeping his tea.
Hi.
Hey, Josh, what's going on over there?
Just steeping my tea.
Uh-huh. Just, you're a one-bag man?
I've become a one-bag man now that I've gone to smaller cups.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
No, not interesting at all. I'm sorry.
You brought it up.
I know. It's my fault. Christy Lee is in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom. Josh at theorangeinsoles.com. Steeping his teabag, teabagging over there. There's Pat Godwin. Pat, we got another song coming out of you, I hope.
Sure. I'm in a great mood.
Don't you have a song about Josh's steeping?
I do. Would you like to hear it?
I would like to hear it. What is the context of this? Oh, you've got your guitar.
There's no context. It's just about Joshy.
Okay.
This is Josh's point of view here.
I look at you, Tom, as you do all the talking while my green tea gently steeps. If you make a joke about my weight, I'll be walking while my guitar gently steals.
It got lost.
Steeping his guitar.
Well, Pat gets a pass.
Okay. All right.
Leave him alone.
Christy, did I hear there was a sports bulletin? What just happened?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're right. Guess
that
what it is?
Hope?
No, no.
World record. A cherry.
A cherry?
That's right. Hold on to your pits. A cherry bred by the University of Bologna.
By Bologna.
And fruit plant nursery, Salvi Vive. Vivai.
Salvi Vida Loca.
I'm on fire over the Guinness World. Get up to his level. The Guinness World Record. For being the world's heaviest cherry.
World's heaviest cherry?
All right.
How heavy is it?
Thank you.
This is called the sweet.
if everyone in this building.
Stop.
Stephanie
Stop.
Cherry weighs in.
Stop.
Josh, if you went to prison, would you be the heaviest cherry?
Potentially.
The sweet Stephanie Cherry weighs in at 26.45 grams, just over a half pound.
Whoa.
Oh, that's huge.
That's a big cherry.
I wanted like something like 89 pounds or something. According to a news release from the university, in quotes, because it's in a foreign country, the fruit was harvested last year from an experimental cherry garden in Runco di Portomargarary.
Somewhere in Italy, I
assume. That's right, Runco. Now, how much would you pay?
An experimental cherry garden.
I bet they get a lot of visitors. Yeah. How many different
look, we made a pink one.
How many different experiments are there?
Yeah,
I mean, you got your size.
How? Why?
You got your taste.
When?
So Audrey 2 got invented.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Actually, it was an alien.
I'm saying the cherry weight, how much does it say?
Just over a half pound, Tom. You but got it right there in front of you. Stop dragging me into this.
That may be the biggest cherry. But it's not the funkiest cherry. That would be...
sure.
All of that for this.
Just wild cherry?
Wild cherry! Come on, Chick, do the intro.
I'm not mad at it.
Come on, Chick, go for it.
Yay! Hey.
Oh, well, hi, this I love is the Chick McGee Music Show. And I
just see you missed the post.
Jeez. I was a boozy...
What? You were the what?
Boogie singer.
What? You were the what singer?
The boozy singer.
Okay, well...
What did she say? The
were
first
we
time?
To play that back, you would have been something else.
Okay. Don't play it back, okay. Dean, please. Okay. Not today.
All right, I'm sorry. The song will continue, Christy.
Singer. Yeah. Playing in a rock and roll band. Never had no problems.
Yeah. I love this song.
I do, too.
Running down the one night.
It's hard for kids, to sing.
Why is it hard for kids to sing?
They tend to not sing the word funky.
Oh, I see.
It requires a certain nuance.
Yes, I did.
Gotcha.
To disco down and check out the show. Yeah, they were dancing and singing.
Josh is dancing right now. Here it comes. Here's the hook.
Both sides.
Oh, boy.
My both arms are working.
And he's up.
And he's up.
There he is. He's back.
Okay, yeah, play that funky music.
Yes.
Like
right.
It tends to come out. I can
you didn't wet your lips. I
my son Charlie
out.
Singing it.
As a child?
Running around singing it. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Well,
yeah,
to be fair,
well,
hey,
Charlie
knew
he was singing.
We'd have a lot of fun taking liberties singing that song.
True enough.
That guitar lick, I don't know if it still is, but when you're a kid and you learn, don't, you were not stopping for hours.
Yeah, that's great. Pretty cool.
Such a fun
that is
little
great
riff.
Song. So anyway, the world's funkiest cherry.
It wasn't a funky cherry. It was the largest cherry. Right? Heaviest.
Yes, yeah, heaviest.
And heaviest.
It happened in Pittsburgh.
Hey! Did it, Chick? Did it happen?
Pittsburgh, everybody. Pittsburgh. 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 It's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Okay. Who's the heaviest cherry you've ever met, Josh?
Leave him alone.
Okay, sorry. He's steeping his tea. Back to you, Christy Lee.
A prosecutor in Pennsylvania, speaking of Pittsburgh, has been demoted because he was caught moonlighting for DoorDash during work hours. Bucks County District Attorney Matt Weintraub announced that Prosecutor Greg Shore was demoted from the office's first assistant district attorney to being a deputy district attorney. Weintraub said Shore had been delivering food during work hours from October to February. Shore told the Bucks County Courier Times, quote, I primarily worked the job at nights and weekends. However, I made the incredibly poor decision to deliver during the workday at times.
Yeah.
Weintraub said Shore repaid the county with unused vacation time for the money he made delivering food while on duty. The Bucks County Courier Times said Shore's salary as a first assistant was $125,000. Wow.
And he still needs side money?
Still needed side money? Yeah, he's got something.
Well, he probably
going
has lawyer school to pay off.
Oh, that's true.
Or a high maintenance woman. That's what I think it is.
Hey.
Boy, who calls it lawyer school?
People who don't pass.
Yeah, no wonder I didn't pass.
Yeah, this, would this be
doctor college.
If you're ever going to court and your lawyer tells you that he went to lawyer school,
yeah.
You got the wrong guy.
This is something Troy McClure would say.
I went to lawyer school.
This would be a great way to deliver subpoenas, though.
DoorDash?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because people think they're getting their food.
Hey, the food's here.
Perfect.
Guy opens the door.
Well, you Kevin Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my burritos?
Well, you'd think so.
You can eat them in the car. No.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
If I'm not mistaken, this is Declan Evans zooming us from England. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing?
Why are you yelling?
Super.
I love that.
Because he's in England or whatever.
Now,
why are you yelling?
This is 2020. Hello, we're calling England. Can you hear us?
I'm sorry, that was so funny.
Declan, my sister lives in England. Whenever I talk to her on the phone, I have to shout because I think she's deaf.
Oh, they have to hear you somehow, don't they? So.
Yeah. Now, we should explain
See,
why.
See, he's not your sister. Don't
why is Declan famous?
Why is Declan famous?
Christy, you read the story, or maybe Chick did. Declan is the world record holder in the downing of a Capri Sun.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that guy, yes.
You jerk!
Hey. He's from England.
Well done, Declan. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, Declan, I don't know how this happened, but I'm glad to be connected to you. We tried this on Friday, and the Capri Sun record. Can you give us the quick play-by-play of how you go about doing this?
It's very simple. So you've just got to practice hard, sort of thing. Because it took me about four attempts, but as I say. It's just if you mess up the straw, then you're done for, basically.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
The secret's not in the drinking. It's getting the straw in nice and quickly, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's my understanding that you saw the video clips of us trying this.
Yes, we
did not do very well.
Well, first of all, we had the wrong size pouch, right?
Yeah, ours are smaller here, I think.
Yeah. So.
That's drama, isn't it?
Yeah, so technically, we should have been faster than you were. It's my understanding you downed a Capri Sun in 16.65 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. And what flavor, may I ask?
Oh, orange. It's got to be orange. Anything other than orange is wrong, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
I see. Now, where are you calling us from in England right now?
So I'm currently in Leicester, I am, because I go to university in Leicester, so I'm currently...
I believe it's pronounced Leicester. Thank you very much.
It's not, though, is it? It's not.
Why is this guy skipping letters?
It's not, though, is it? It's really not.
Now, Declan, we have just thrown my son Willie, who's on the air with us here, a Capri Sun.
But to be fair, though, he uses oranges. This is an apple juice, so we are comparing apples and oranges here. Okay.
Now, Declan, first let me just describe Declan, a very handsome man and a nice beard, very un-English teeth. They're all there and straight.
Oh, my God.
That's not
controversial.
Yes. Yeah.
That is very controversial.
I'm trying to get the rivalry going between handsome Declan and handsome Willie. Now, who's going to time this?
Declan, is he going to try this again?
Does Declan have one?
Do you have one of the pouches?
Oh, yeah,
does.
Sure.
That's the same size.
Oh, well, it's time for a throwdown.
Yeah.
An international throwdown. Now, I have a question. Do we, when we start, the straw has to still be attached?
Yeah, it's attached.
Okay.
It still has to be attached.
Is your straw attached? Okay.
I'm attached. My hands are on the desk, Declan.
Hands
I'm ready
on the table.
You are, pal.
Hands on the desk
okay,
as well.
Now, I believe, Declan,
this is the world champ.
I have never been. So I'm going to take down this red coat. I don't care what you say. Revolutionary War is back on, Declan. I've got a lot of contempt for you.
Okay, Declan, I don't know if you
can
see.
Well, now, before we go ahead, can I ask Declan, how are you related to Ed Sheeran?
Go ahead.
Well, I wish I was. I could do with some of his money, to be honest.
Sure.
Yeah, Declan does look like a very handsome Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. You're better.
I'll definitely take that.
Yeah, way better looking than Ed Sheeran, right?
Okay, now, I don't know if you can see Willie on your screen there, Declan. Dean is the guy standing right behind him with the full head of hair at his advanced age, which really pisses me off.
Advanced age, Dino.
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing a mask because we have coronavirus. Do you guys have that over there?
Just a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, once again, we're speaking to and watching the world champion in the world of downing a Capri Sun. His name is Declan Evans.
He's very exciting. I love that name, Declan.
UK right now. And thanks for tracking us down. Now, Willie G has a Capri Sun in front of him, as does Declan. I will say 1, 2, 3, go. And when I say go, you go. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
1, 2, 3, go. All right. Now, Declan is.
Wait a minute.
Willie's poking the hole.
Oh, Declan's already drinking. Oh, they're both sucking.
Declan has a. Declan has a problem.
I messed it up.
He went through.
Willie G.
USA.
It's an upset.
USA. USA.
USA.
One is by land, two is by sea.
All the humiliation.
Declan still has you beat by about 5 seconds.
I have won a lot of things on technicality in my life, and I'm not going to start analogy.
So what was his time?
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's the wrong music. That guy didn't win.
What was his time, Dean?
The former champion.
21 seconds.
Oh, okay.
The silver medal going to Declan Evans in the UK.
Oh, no. He's still world champ?
No, he's still world champ.
Well, this
was unofficial. This was very. Yeah.
But in today's match, right. Willie just beat the world champion.
Declan, you're still the world champion in my heart, pal.
No, it's going to be beaten soon, I reckon.
Hell yeah.
I despise everything from the UK other than Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh,
Benedict Cumberbatch. Declan, he's lying.
You should know.
And Olivia Colman right. and all their television.
He wants to move there.
And
all their movies.
All their movies. And,
Declan, may I ask a question? Oh. Why did you choose to do this particular feat, if you will?
Serious boredom. There was no other way to put it.
Well, thanks for finding our show. We hope to cure that. Declan, do people call you Deck or Declan? Or
I go by any name. I even respond to Oi You sometimes. So.
No. That's right. They do. Oi! That's our hey over
here. Now we
here.
Can have an England correspondent.
Declan, do you plan on trying to beat your current record?
If it gets defeated by someone sort of in the next couple of weeks, which I think it may do, I'm going to try and reclaim the throne, I reckon.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Well, Declan, I do want to point out that you said earlier, you go, yeah, I had to practice a lot. You know, I did a lot of it. I probably practiced 4 times. You know, Tiger Woods practiced probably 4 times before he gets on the golf course. Wow. So, yeah, more practice. I think you can beat this record easy, man.
Declan, what are you studying, sir?
I'm a forensic science student at De Montfort University in Leicester, I am.
Nerd.
So does that mean forensic science? Does that mean you're going to cut up bodies?
Hopefully not. My specialty is sort of fire and arson, so I go sort of investigate burned down buildings and stuff like that.
Oh wow!
Or maybe you'll meet Benedict Cumberbatch, Martin Freeman, when they bring you in
one day. That's the goal.
To be an advisor on the next season of Sherlock. That would be.
I'll do that.
Okay, tell Declan, what's your favorite English television program?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. Man. You know what? As an unbelievable contender, the Repair Shop. We just found that over here. It's on Netflix, and it's just one season of very quietly people repairing broken items, and you hear about the items.
Have you ever watched that show, Declan?
I think it's on the BBC at the moment. There may be another season coming out soon.
Yeah. Now, Chick, what's the show you enjoy that takes place in Badger's Drift?
Yes, yes. Badger's Drift. That's the Midsummer Murders. Of course, there's Badger's Drift, and then there's
Snatcher's Cleft.
The Twin City Snatcher's Cleft. Yes.
Well, that's all right, Declan. Declan, what's your favorite TV show?
I quite like The U.S. Office. That's probably my favorite show at the moment.
Oh, The U.S. Office. That's,
okay. Yeah. Now, are you in the attic?
No. So I live in the loft of a quite old building when I'm in Leicester. So.
Oh, okay.
So I get pigeons all the time in here, so that's lovely.
That's good. What I've noticed about our conversation with Declan is he uses the phrase "I reckon" a lot, which I enjoy because that's usually just used in old westerns here in the States.
I say we bring it back.
I reckon I haven't heard that in a long time. Well, Declan, you can be our official UK correspondent.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that does look like an attic.
I'll take it.
I've been waiting for Anne Frank to walk over and shush you.
It was going so well, and then you
look,
had
Declan's
to do
laughing
that.
Harder than he has all morning.
That's how it is.
It's a terrible thing.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.